It's imperative to understand that you are the creator. You are the creator of your reality, the creator of your universe. And you create by means of manifestation, which is something that you do constantly on and on, which doesn't stop. You cannot turn it off and on. It's just simply what it is that you do on a consistent basis. Manifestation is your nature. It isn't something that you can simply decide to do and decide not to do. Everything that you do, every action that you take, every action that you don't take, results in something. And this is, by definition, manifestation. It's important for you to understand that when you are in control of everything that happens in your life, that you have to take responsibility and you have to take an active, proactive role in the life that you want to live and intentionally create the life that you want for yourself and even having the things that you want to have, being the person that you wish to be. These are all expressions and results of constantly, intentionally putting manifestation in practice mindfully. Now, what I want to share with you is intentional ways of how you can integrate mindfulness and manifestation into your daily life. Now, remember, manifestation is something that you are constantly doing. The only difference is, and the issue is, many of us don't realize it. Most of us go through life thinking that we are just floating along like a leaf in the air, just letting life happen to us. Where in fact, when we are responsible and we are mindful and we take responsibility for the life that we're living, then we tend to create a control mechanism, a space where you actually realize that you are in control of everything that happens. And the very few things that you may not have control over, you are still 100% control over how you respond to those things. Thus, changing and creating the trajectory by which that thing will take place, or how it would manifest, or how it would actually, where it would actually go, right? Because even when things happen to you that you think you have no control over, if you take responsibility over how you react to them, then they become lessons, they become tools, they become things that you can take with you and actively, intentionally make a decision to go a completely different direction than the direction you would have gone if you had not been mindful and take control over your life. So these ways of integrating manifestation into your daily life is very simple. What happens is we tend to focus on big and impressive and elaborate techniques that we cannot maintain on a consistent basis. When you want to mindfully, intentionally create a goal, an idea, simply a way of life for yourself, it happens in the most simplest things, and it happens by being consistent with that simplistic thing. When you wake up in the morning, it's important to start your day off with gratitude that you're here. Gratitude is by far the emotional fuel that will propel you forward along your life, along your journey, along whatever task or whatever goal you have set for yourself. So always practice gratitude. When you wake up in the morning, you are grateful for the opportunity to yet again create a moment in your life to make a difference for yourself or make a difference for other people. And that's simply just following along with your passions, your intentions, your curiosities. So in the morning, the first thing you should do, be grateful. Practice gratitude for having the opportunity to enjoy this gift of life. Secondly, start your day out with intention. What is your intention for the day? I know many of us go through our lives thinking about our job, thinking about certain responsibilities we have, but it's important for you to actually think about what it is that you really want to create for yourself. And while, yes, you may have responsibilities that you have to take care of, it is most important, though, that you are clear about what it is you wish to do for the day for you. What it is that you wish to do that aligns with your consciousness and your grand purpose in life. What it is that you really are passionate about or feel that you absolutely want to do, but oftentimes you push that aside because you are doing things that you feel like you have to do, right? You have to go to work. You have to provide for the children. You have to provide for your partner or spouse. You have to go to school. You have to do various things that you feel like if you don't do will ultimately mean that you're irresponsible, right? But you have to put yourself first, because ultimately the things that you want to do will actually lead you to the life you want to live. While you are living this life that may seem mundane and it may seem lost, as you are constantly repetitively repeating the same things over and over every day that you don't want to do, when you actually say to yourself, you know what, this is something that is important to me and this is something that I want to do. Whether you want to do it because you have a goal to achieve or simply you just want to do it today, make sure you set your day off with the intention of doing that thing, setting aside the time to focus on that one thing that you want to do for you, because the moment is now. Life is in the now. And every time you put something off, you will continue to put it off. But if you focus on setting that clear intention to do something now, it is more likely to happen. And that now will lead you to moments where that single act, that single initial step will take you on a journey where the energy, the intention will kind of build a momentum and increase in intensity. It will actually lead to something you probably would never imagine, but it simply takes you starting and making a clear boundary that you are going to do this one thing. Now, as you go through your day, always continue to practice gratitude. Gratitude is very important throughout the day, even the things that you particularly don't want to do, but feel like you have to do. Working a job, for example, which provides for you and allows you to live a certain lifestyle and live relatively comfortably. Acknowledge that though you don't want to do it or you don't want to be at that job, it provides you with a space, right? It provides you with the opportunity to live a certain means, but also the money, the opportunity to use that money to put it into something that you want to do, okay? Put it into a hobby that you want to take. But make sure that you are using the things that you don't like and enjoy but have to do. Use those things to increase your probability, the chances, and the likelihood that you can do what it is that you want to do. Now, another thing you want to do is focus on the small wins. Focus on being able to acknowledge when you are winning. When you set a goal, whether it be really small, acknowledge that, hey, I created that. I materialized that. I manifested that, because it will allow you to acknowledge the power that is within you. Every time you manifest something, it is a revelation who you are. It is a revelation that you are the creator of your universe. So you have to consistently acknowledge those wins. And as you acknowledge those wins, it allows you to build a confidence to actually set goals that are bigger than you may have thought of before, that you may have thought you can achieve before. So you want to make sure that you acknowledge the wins. Don't discredit them. Don't downplay them. Acknowledge, okay, yes, I did that. I set an intention to do something and I did it. It can be something simple, cleaning up your bathroom, making dinner, going out for a walk, going out for a run, whatever it is, right? Acknowledge yourself and recognize the power that you have accessed by simply saying you're going to do something and doing it. And thus creating a space for you to build more gratitude and more fuel for yourself to continue to build on that and increase the goals, increase the capacity of the goals, increase the intensity of the goals. And as you do that, it will build you up to acknowledging and seeing who you really are, seeing that you can do more than you've ever thought. You just simply have to start. And once you start, that's the thing to do. That's the best way to go forward, is by simply starting and being in the present moment, being in the now, and not overwhelming yourself with this big goal when you haven't started even a small concept or a small step toward that big goal. So focus on the small wins, because it's one step. It is one step at a time that's going to get you to the end of the marathon. You just simply have to focus on that step. The last thing I want to share with you is, as you go through your day and you wrap up the day, you come to a space where you're ready to go to sleep. Be mindful about what it is that you accomplished that day. Be mindful about gratitude toward what happened to the day, acknowledging and focus on the beautiful things that you experienced, acknowledging and focusing on the joyful moments throughout the day. And also realizing that you can expand on that joy. Each day, you can set a goal for yourself. At the end of the day, you can acknowledge all the things that you've experienced that were beautiful, and thus begin to set an intention for the next day to experience just as much beauty, if not more, just a little bit more. And as you build on setting this intention to, you know, create beautiful moments, moments of joy, happiness, laughter, every single day, just imagine over the course of time, the kind of life that you will create for yourself, where your days is more filled with joy than anything else. So you really want to focus at the end of the day, you focus on what happened during that day. Then you practice again, being focused on gratitude for those things that happened throughout the day. Sometimes you can even look at the negative things that happened throughout the day and recognize the opportunity that it has given you, the opportunity to see certain aspects of yourself that you wish to explore and grow in, right? And then also use those lessons to be and access your true self. So as you think about everything that happened that day and you bring yourself to a moment of gratitude, allow yourself to sit with that gratitude, be at peace with the gratitude, and then also begin to set your intention for the next day, what it is that you're going to do for the next day. And so as you go to sleep at night, you are visualizing, you are focusing on it, you are captivating the emotions that it is that you wish to create and bring forward to the next day. And so every day when you do these things, when you start with gratitude, when you start with intention, throughout the day, constantly being focused on the wins that you're creating with gratitude, and then wrapping up the day with gratitude again, looking at the beauty of your day and what you've learned throughout the day, and thus carrying that with intention as to what it is you're going to do the next day, right? Carrying that over day in and day out, constantly repeating that cycle. If you do those things, you will increase the excitement, the energy, the happiness of living, simply just existing day in and day out, right? We're not even talking about how you're going to achieve particular goals, the love of your life, making millions of dollars. We're not even talking about that. We're just talking about the basic fundamentals of enjoying life as it is. If you can do that and understand the power in that, then the major goals, right, become really small, become something that is really easy to manage and easy for you to see doing. Because over the course of time, you would have built yourself up in recognizing who you are as a creator of your universe, and thus recognizing that you can create anything. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com and download this book, The Power Within. Also, when you subscribe to drabundant.com, you will also get access to my free newsletter, which sends you out articles every single day. Thank you so much. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.